The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Welcome back, everybody. The second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Robin and I are here with you, and our phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We mentioned on our Facebook page we wanted to discuss crab prices. I'm just going to tell you what they are. On the plane from Louisiana, air freighted crabs in a 50-pound box, $347 a box for number one males. Number twos are $247, and females are $247 for 50 pounds.
I'm still confused. How many pounds is a bushel?
40 to 42.
So that's, okay.
Okay. Crabs are bought and sold by the pound here in Maryland. Did you know that?
He told me that the other day.
Right.
I did know it, but only because you told me.
Right. But in Maryland, Maryland crabs, from the boat to the dock, $180. For number ones, or 180, 190 for Maryland crabs. Then that's a bushel. So crabs are going to be a little bit expensive.
Still not as expensive as Louisiana flying in.
That's true. That's true.
Why would I?
But people want crabs year round.
Got it.
You know, I looked up some stats on Louisiana blue crabs. They catch a lot of crabs there. They really do. So that's the crab price piece of our Facebook post. And now we have Miss Fran on the line. Good morning, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan and Robin.
Hey, Fran.
I'm going to be quick, but I had to get in on this question. And this is just my personal reasoning as
okay.
to why people should have the right to hunt and fish.
Okay.
People have to have food for survival. Without food and water, they will surely die. No one should be able to take away your right to survive, and that's why people should have the right to fish and hunt.
Well, I like that.
I like that, Fran. Paper towel.
I know. I'm okay. Going as fast as I can. Sorry, Fran. He had a little coffee accident.
Robin made me spill my coffee earlier.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right.
Well, Fran, your point is very well taken. People, you know, do need to survive, and the right to hunt and fish is important. We've gotten, you know, all this way since the founding of Maryland without it, but things are nice to continue to keep moving. I mean, we went over 300 years before we were permitted to hunt on Sunday. So, you know, things change with our society. So.
Yeah, but you were permitted to hunt and fish, you know, to hunt on Sunday.
We had the privilege to do that. Now, mm-hmm. you know, we still don't have universal Sunday hunting here in Maryland. We don't have, you know, not every county has Sunday hunting, and not every county has, you know, the 2 days in the original, you know, legislation back in 2003 that was signed into law. And your dad was Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources when Sunday hunting was signed into law, Robin.
I believe so.
Yeah, under Bobby Ehrlich, that's for sure.
Well, I think people should have the right to have a choice whether they want to hunt on Sundays or not.
Well, yeah, of course, it's always a choice.
You know, then, you know, you just leave it up to people.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And that's what I say about, you know, people get into these big arguments about, you know, oh, crossbows or compound bows or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they get into these big controversy. I don't like crossbows. You don't like crossbows, don't use it. But, you know,
right.
why shouldn't I be allowed to use one? It's legal to do. So,
right.
you know. All right, girl.
All right, appreciate you
weighing in, because I'm going to tell everybody right now what happened. You're welcome to listen, or you're welcome.
Thanks, Fran.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
So throughout, bye-bye. So throughout the week, I've been updated on Senate Bill 318 and House Bill 1134. These are the companion bills, the right to fish and hunt. So I've been getting texts from Bill Miles, and he's been sending me photos of the vote board, and he's been listening. He's been, you know, listening to the debate and the committee hearings and things like that. Well, I happened to call yesterday on the committee hearing in the House while Bill Miles, while we were on the phone, Bill had it on his television set. So he said, listen, let's listen to this together. And the bill came out of committee yesterday. Okay. So I'm going to read to you what Bill sent me. Something happened in Annapolis yesterday, truly historic in the annals of hunting and fishing lore in Maryland. Both the Maryland State Senate and the Maryland House of Delegates are on the threshold of adopting legislation declaring all Marylanders have a right to fish and hunt, so says state law. So you all know for sure, Senate Bill 318 and House Bill 1134 are the two bills. The Senate bill sponsored by Senator Jack Bailey, co-chair of the bipartisan Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, and Senator Brian Simonair, who serves as the state minority leader. The House bill is sponsored by Delegate Ned Carey, co-chair of the bipartisan Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. This past week has been a white knuckler in Annapolis. On Wednesday night, the full Senate passed SB 318 unanimously, 47-0, and no one saw that coming. This is no dissenting vote in the Senate for you to have a right to fish and hunt. This no dissenting vote in the Senate for you to have a right to fish and hunt is historic in itself. Then on Thursday, the House Environment and Transportation Committee took up HB 1134 in a voting session. Keep in mind that on the two hearings, Senate Bill 318 on February 10th and House Bill 1134 on February 26th, there was no opposition, not in writing or on paper. Silence. Crickets. Then at Thursday's hearing on HB 1134 before the House Environment and Transportation Committee, all hell broke loose. Seems the equine community wanted an amendment to the bill so that they would have the right to ride. Then there were calls for an advice of counsel about the bill's legality from the Attorney General. There were other arguments in opposition as well, but you get the point. When the dust settled, the chair called for the vote, and HB 1134 passed by a 17-7 vote.
Without the amendment, right?
Without any amendments. Clean, passed clean. Anticipation ran high yesterday, Friday afternoon, when HB 1134 was favorably reported to the floor for the full House to debate on second reader. Remember, there's three readers. What will the 11th hour opposition foes do next? Supporters wondered. No one from the floor said a word, and the bill moved to third reader and final passage. Then the Good Friday miracle happened. From contentious committee vote to having passed the entire House in 24 hours. We thought maybe Monday, not second and third reader on the same day, today. Now the focus is moving the bills out of the respective rules committee. Now, you think it's over? Senate passed it? House passed it? Not by a long shot. You see, our founding fathers designed a masterful system designed to defeat bills, not pass them. Alas, there's one remaining hurdle in each chamber, the Rules Committee. Its singular purpose is to serve as a graveyard for all bills having passed one chamber to the other beyond an agreed-upon courtesy crossover date. Well, my friends, these two bills are way beyond that date. So these two committees must have their own hearing, and they vote to see if the bill should be moved to the full body for referral to the designated standing committee. If so, the process begins anew, with only 10 days left, including today and tomorrow on Easter. I think they'll get there. This is from Bill Miles now. You know why? Because of one group, the hunters of Maryland. Chances are you've never heard of them. All Maryland anglers and hunters, if they ever get a chance, should thank the hunters of Maryland for what they're about to accomplish for all of us. Along with members of the bipartisan Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, like Senator Jack Bailey, Senator Brian Simonair, and Delegate Ned Kerry. We'll know for sure come signy die, Monday, April 12, 2021, if they win or lose. My money's on the hunters of Maryland with their standing with the Sportsman's Caucus and within the Maryland General Assembly. Historic, folks. Historic. Your thoughts, 410 WCBM 680. Your thought, 922-6680.
We have two callers.
All right, let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Well, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Mr. Robbie.
Morning, Ronald.
Well, hi. How y'all been? Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you.
How are you?
All right. I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Ruth, she's doing fine as well.
Good.
I've just been listening to the show, and maybe I went to sleep on y'all about two times there. And
well, you know.
Yeah, me too. It's all right, Ronald.
Sometimes it's not that exciting, but, you know, sometimes it is. It depends on your outlook, right?
Exciting. Yes, just like the first caller this morning at 5 o'clock this morning. I think, you know, what was her name? Miss Polly. Yeah.
They named that furniture after her.
You know, Alan. She said, Robin, you stay on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Yep.
That's Robin. He's always blaming you for something. And you said you made him spill his coffee there.
Yeah, he's never getting away with blaming me for it, though.
Nope, not yet. So.
Yo, hey, y'all sound wonderful. Y'all sound good. You sound really good.
Well, thank you, Ronald.
Thank you so much, Ronald.
Hey, Ronald, have a happy Easter, okay?
Hey,
you and Miss Ruth.
And Miss Ruth also.
Robin and Miss Allen, happy Easter to see you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to John in Delaware. He wants to weigh in on the question of should Marylanders have the right to fish and hunt. Go ahead there, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, the right to fish and hunt is great, and it sounds like it was passed, and it seems optimistic that it's going to pass. I'm surprised because it takes control away from legislation. I mean, it's easier to revoke a privilege than it is a right.
Exactly.
And I'm surprised that it's made it as far as it did.
Hey, don't tell them.
Considering these officials in office.
Well, guess what? They're people. Some of them are reasonable. Some of them are others. Some of them don't care. I mean, there's maybe, honestly, in the Maryland General Assembly, of all the members, there might be, I'm stretching it if I say 10 members that hunt.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I'm stretching it. I really am. And as far as fishing is concerned, I assume a lot of them are part-time fishermen, or some of them are, but, you know, as far as hunting is concerned, it's an urban mindset there in the General Assembly. It revolves around the suburban counties of, you know, around Washington, D.C. and around Baltimore, the suburban zone.
Right.
So, us country folks out here in the Eastern Shore and Western Maryland, Southern Maryland, well, we don't have much of a say, you know.
Exactly, and that's why I was surprised that it went as far as it did.
Yep.
You know,
that's why I said it's a miracle, Good Friday miracle, you know.
Yes, indeed.
So.
Well, that's all I had to say. You guys have a great Easter.
You also.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Drive safe.
Bye-bye. All right. How are we doing there on callers there, Uncle Chris? Anybody?
No, we don't have anybody, so now's a good time to do the break.
Well, I don't want to.
Okay.
But I will.
Good. You know, Clyde's and the rest of them would be a little disappointed.
They'd probably be disappointed if we didn't. I know. I'm. Clyde Sports Shop. Been dealing with Clyde's for a long time. By the way, Chris, did you know that April is the month that the Outdoorsman radio show was born?
No.
In 2004. Remember, been doing this 32 years. Started in 88, but there was a little break there between 2002 and 2004, about 18 months. And when we came back from the old Maryland Sportsman Show, we renamed it the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And April of 2004, how long is that, Robin, 17 years?
Yeah.
Something like that. So
took me a second.
I know. So, but Clyde's has been with us through thick and thin, that's for sure. So Clyde's has everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing. I was in there the other day. I looked at all the rods and reels. And this, you know, the St. Croix rods are some of the best fishing rods, reasonably priced. They're not over the top. They're not, you know, they're not inexpensive. They're middle of the road, but they're very, very good quality, and they're a great fishing rod. They have a nice selection of those. They have something called a ShoreMaster rod. And I looked at these. They were 4-foot fishing rods. I guess they're for boats. Okay, 4 and 5 foot ShoreMaster fishing rod. Rod and reel combo, $40, $39.95. And then they have some other ones that are longer and a little better quality and some other rods, but I'd never heard of that ShoreMaster rod. So anyway, I think you should check that out. Pen reels, Fluger rods and reels, Shakespeare rods and reels, ugly sticks, kids fishing combos, live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing licenses, rod repairs, and all the terminal tackle, everything for striped bass, for trolling, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrellas and parachutes, you name it, Clyde Sport Shop has it, and they're starting to get the crabbing supplies out. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop, our longtime sponsor. We appreciate you guys. Make sure you get in there. They're open 7 days a week. All right. Let's see. Somebody else I need to talk about. That would be Backyard Billy's. So you've gone through winter, and you've heard me talk about, you know, the fireplace, the big hole in the wall that just sucks the heat out of the room. And now it's time to do something about it. Get over to Backyard Billy's and check out their selection of fireplace inserts. Okay? You know, we had one of those right here in our back room, and now we're sitting here watching the beautiful flames and feeling the heat. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace inserts. They did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert and the ability to turn it on and off with the remote control from across the room. Right, Robin?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it on during my snow flurries yesterday. I got it on right now. Who am I kidding? But I have it on all the time. I have it on in the summer. Never mind.
No, it's fine.
I do. I just can't help it.
You're enhancing the commercial here.
I know, but that's not why I did it. That's just the truth. I have it on all the time.
Check out both the Enviro and Regency brands of gas fireplace inserts. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 34, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. That's coming. A couple months. Visit BackyardBillies.com or Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. The fireplace. You like that?
I think you need to change that.
What do you think I need to change it?
You said the cold weather's coming in a couple months.
Okay, well, it's coming in several months.
That's good.
All right. It's coming in less than a year.
If I get my snow again like I did yesterday, I'll be happy.
You were happy. You were so excited you woke me up yesterday. Look, it's snowing. Bay Country Crab and Supply in Edgewater invites you to their new location. It's at 3137 Solomon's Island Road in Edgewater. That's the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing Supply has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews Bows and more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, bait and ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fish and tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supply's open house is April 24th. We'll be broadcasting from there from 5 to 7 a.m. during that time. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. We'll be right back.
Bundle up. If you're going to be out and about early on this Saturday, it will be clear and cold this morning. And then during the afternoon, plenty of sunshine with a high of 56 as a light breeze continues out of the west and northwest. Clouds will increase tonight with a low of 39. And then in time for Easter on Sunday tomorrow, some milder temperatures with a partly cloudy sky and a high climbing up to 67. Some more dry weather and above average temperatures for the start of the week. On Monday, it will be sunny with a high in the upper 60s. And temperatures will stay above average into the middle portion of the week. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water. And that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex! Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Well, in Norfolk, Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing. Ooh,
I love you.
Well, a G-man, T-man, a revenue's too, searching for a place where he may spoon. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
What a lightning.
All right, we're back. So, the Senate and the House have both passed bills, Senate Bill 318 and House Bill 1134, the right to fish and hunt. It will make it through the Rules Committee. Had a lot of opposition here, believe it or not, at the last minute. All kinds of ways to stop it. And we think that perhaps the equine community weighed in because there are a lot of local Sunday hunting bills. I think there are 6 or 7 this year that expand Sunday hunting in a number of different counties, including Prince George's for the first time since 2000. I mean, attempts have been made, but I think this one's going to make it. So Sunday hunting is on the move, as it should be, and in the way it should be. Each county, each delegation should pass, you know, what's best for their county. And that's the way it was set up in 2002 when... Who was Ehrlich's predecessor? Who was that guy?
That I can't tell you.
I can't remember what his name was. He was anti-hunting and fishing. What was his name? Chris, who was the governor back before Bobby Ehrlich?
I want to say Glenn Denning, but I'm not 100% sure.
That's who it was, Glenn Denning. Yes, Paris Glenn Denning. Yep, Glenn Denning vetoed the Sunday hunting bill in 2002. Brought back and revived in 2003, passed again through both chambers, and was signed by the governor. So that's the history of that kind of. And there were 13 of the 23 jurisdictions passed 2 days only of Sunday hunting, the first Sunday in November for the bow hunters and the first Sunday of firearms hunting, first Sunday of firearm season, 2003, okay? And that's when I met Bill Miles, and we've had quite a history since. But Bill has been lobbying for hunters since that time, and we're pleased that I was very happy to be on the phone with Bill when we were listening to the second reader pass. Yeah, so I could tell the excitement in Bill's voice. So it was a heavy lift. There's no question. So, anyway, 410 WCBM. Oh, by the way, Bill Miles and Steve Keithley will be our guest on April 17th, which will be the wrap up to the General Assembly. General Assembly signee die is on the 12th, and Bill and Steve will be here. That's good times. Those guys are fun. So, and knowledgeable. That's what I like about it. First day of trout season in Pennsylvania. Anybody headed up there? Give us a call, you know, if you're going up to your favorite trout stream right across the line. There's plenty of good trout fishing right up across the Pennsylvania line, and that's where I grew up. And those are the first days I remember from my ute fishing on the first day of trout season with my dad, and we fished all over the place. I mean, all over the place in Pennsylvania. We fished at Spruce Creek. Love Spruce Creek. It's where Jimmy Carter fished. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
We fished right below the Harpster Farm where Jimmy Carter was a guest on several occasions. So, and my dad loved to fish Spruce Creek. We had a good time there. Fished Spruce Creek, fished a bunch of little runs and creeks and rivulets that were stocked and unstocked. And, you know, you stock a major stream. Hello. What was that?
That was me. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Oh, we do have a caller on the line. I forgot. I apologize, Paul. Paul, good morning. Let's get right to Paul. Good grief.
Yeah, wake up, Father Alan.
Yeah, I'm just prattling on here. Forgot about Paul. I apologize, man.
Talked about his sleep at the helm.
Who, me?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. It's early, buddy.
Just real quick, I just looked at the web. It really didn't say a whole lot about this right to hunt and fish and stuff. I mean, what is the primary focus of that? Is it just the Sunday hunting?
No, it's okay, I don't know if you missed it or not when we were talking about what we have now.
Just a quick overview between privilege and right.
privilege is not written in law. Privilege is regulated by regulation based on legislation. Okay, you have the privilege to drive, but you don't have a legal right to drive.
Okay,
so we have if it stays where it is, we now have a right. The General Assembly recognizes the right of Marylanders to fish and hunt. It's not just a privilege anymore. We still have to abide by the laws. We still have to buy a license. We still have to operate under the umbrella of the privilege. But now the underpinnings are that this is a state law that we have the right to do, to pursue our fishing and hunting interest.
Okay, so, I mean, but how's that going to affect anything? I mean, if everything, all the regulations and the permits and the licensing remain the same, what would be the big whoop?
Oh, it's huge. And you know, I was trying to find out how many states have a constitutional right. The big whoop is that now those laws, okay, that affect the regulations are going to be more difficult to overturn because of the right. So if you have an anti-hunting and fishing governor who says, and this is the argument for Sunday hunting, it's better based in law than in regulation. You know, if you just turn that over to the department to regulate Sunday hunting, you know, and eliminate all the laws and repeal all the laws that back that up, if you have an anti-hunting governor, he can say to his secretary, hey, I want to close down this Sunday hunting. I don't like it. But, Your Honor, we have laws in every county that says that they can hunt, you know, on Sundays. And now, underpinning that, there's the right of Marylanders to hunt and fish. That's
okay,
also
so
a law. So it's another another level of protection.
So you're in favor of the right?
Of course. Who wouldn't be?
Okay. All right. I'm glad you cleared it up.
Who wouldn't be?
I'm originally from Michigan. I mentioned it.
Right.
I'm the guy. By the way, good news. I sold that 308 Winchester.
Sorry to hear that. But that's okay. I'm glad you sold it.
Yeah. Well, the guy was a really nice guy. I mean, he was just one of these rugged. I mean, I'm just pleased or thrilled that somebody like this has that in their hands, you know.
Yeah, good, good. I mean, I would have loved to had it, but, you know, it just wasn't in the cards for me at the time.
No. And most people that I've sold a few guns now, I do this through that Route 108 advertiser. That thing's a blessing. And I'll tell you one thing. Everybody that I've ever sold a gun to, they always seem to be about the nicest humans that you can believe. You know,
right.
And but anyhow.
Now, did you take it to a dealer and do a background check?
No, as a matter of fact, that all went down about I'm going to say it might have been a month now, maybe a little longer, and that's when you started. I'm sorry, but I usually get people's phone numbers and look at their driver's license and even try and copy a jot their tag number down if I can. But like I say, these people that I've ever sold to, you know, they seem to be, like I say, just stand-up citizens, so I've never...
Well, when I was with the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we would, you know, somebody would, one of the manufacturers or somebody would send a gun to a FFL dealer for me to pick up, I would do the 4473. And when that gun got transferred to somebody who won it, I would do a transfer with, you know, if I purchased it, I would go to that person. I'd say, look, I'm going to get your driver's license number. I'm going to get your ID. I'm going to get your, you know, we're going to do this the right way. And it wasn't a 4473, but I was just going to cover myself. If somebody comes back and says, in, 2015, you purchased a...
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and it was just used in some sort of botched robbery. But anyhow,
yeah, exactly. So
coming from Michigan, I have to tell you, when I landed here, I couldn't believe that when people said there was no hunting on Sunday.
Right.
I kind of couldn't believe it. I thought to myself, well, I don't understand that. I mean, do they know it's Sunday or something, a day of Sabbath? And that they you know, animals would know that that's a day that,
no, there's, you know, no, there's been opposition by many people about Sunday hunting. The religious community is one, but that's very minor. Other than when it comes to that, it's more so the equine community than anybody else.
I'm surprised. By the way, just to shift gears, and I'll let you jump off. I know you got other callers. The when you had your accident,
yeah,
did you see stars? Did you see like a blind flash of any kind?
Not that I remember. No. Why?
That's typically a concussion. If you see, you see those cartoons where the stars go.
Yeah.
Up,
mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
You literally, a lot of times, if you get hit in the head hard enough.
Yeah.
It'll be like a blinding, like a black blinding
yeah.
flash with look like you just like sprinkle stars in your
yeah, no.
head.
Mm-mm.
It's awful.
No, I did not see that. Thank God. And you know, I didn't feel like I had a concussion at the point. At that point, the FedEx guy was standing right there, heard me yell. I don't know if he saw me fall, but he saw me on the ground, and he said, you know, I guess he had some EMT training or something, and he said, count from 1 to 10 for me. And this was like a minute after I'd, you know, fallen, and I did. And he said, now do it backwards, and I did. So, you know, but I mean, it hurt for days and weeks. A lump stayed for a couple of weeks, and got black and blue. My side of my head, under my eye, got black and blue. But there was no concussion.
Well, Russian Robin would have had to put you on concussion protocol, where she couldn't hit you in the head for at least a week, I guess.
Oh, that wouldn't have stopped her.
Yeah. By the way, I mentioned I fell and make you feel better. I'm still having trouble with my back now. That's when I broke my back back in August. So it was a bad year, 2020.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Pretty much a bad year for everybody. So, other than the people that were able to maintain their businesses, you know, and adapt to the COVID protocols and things like that. Some of those people did really, really well, those essential businesses, you know.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, look, I certainly wish you and Robin and Chris and the gang and your whole family there a happy Easter. And
thank you so much.
You also.
Yeah. It sure is a wonderful show. By the way, at 8 o'clock, I always tune into if you want to look, that Dave Serio has got a great show, too.
Yeah, Dave's a nice guy, too. So
you ought to know. Oh, yeah, he's wonderful.
You ought to know. Yep.
Yeah,
been around a long time.
Yeah, you guys are the best. All right, thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks. Have
Take
a great
care.
Day.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
So a monastery's having financial problems.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to get into the fish and chips business.
Mm.
So one day there was a customer approached one evening and knocked on the door. Monk answered and said, the customer looked at him and said, are you the fish fryer? No, he replied, I'm the chip monk.
Six. Oh, man.
Thank you, Joe, for that one. That was good.
Joe, you kill me, but I love you.
We don't use them all, but we use some of them.
Some we can't use and stay on the air.
How we doing, Chris?
I think it's time for that second break.
Already?
Well, what would happen is if you didn't take it, then all of a sudden we get all the phone calls at the last minute.
Right.
And then you'd be scrambling and you'd be shortchanging.
How about we do this? How about we give the phone number out, and while we're doing the commercials, you can screen some calls, and then when we come back, we'll have a couple callers
there
lined
up.
There
you go. That's fine.
You like that?
I like that a lot.
I think that's great. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Call now because we're coming up on the end of the show. We're going to do some commercial breaks. And, oh, by the way, you know what we added to our website? Our advertising rates. So anybody that is looking to sponsor the show, they go to the website, they can download the rates. Pretty
That's cool.
Yeah.
Alan's amazed by what we can do.
Yep.
It's that right. Modern technology.
Dang, dang, high-tech redneck. So, all right, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I can almost do their commercial by heart. Any type of fishing tackle for any type of fishing. St. Croix rods, Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick.
Grab it. I was trying to think of the name brand of the reels and couldn't do it. Dadgum, I still can't do it. Anyway, rockfish tackle.
We had rockfish for dinner last night.
We did have rockfish for dinner last night. And soft crabs, didn't we?
Yep.
Yep. So, anything for crabbing, including, you know, crab traps and crab pots and nets and trot line parts. They even have tarred line for anybody that uses wants to use tarred line. I saw that sitting there the other day. I said, Claude, does anybody still use tarred line? He said, yeah, a lot of people do. So, okay, that's great.
Is that for trot lines?
Yeah, trot line.
Oh, Dad's was tarred. Oh, God, that was awful.
You're not helping make a sale for Claude.
No. I had to put eel on it. I'm sorry, or bull lips or something. It was
or both.
It just brought back memories and a smell.
I got it.
Well, but it's good for crabbing.
had to save yourself on that one, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was like a reflex.
That's pretty funny, Robin.
Fluger's
the name I was trying to come up with. Anyway, look, folks, if you want to go fishing or crabbing, Clyde's has live bait. They have minnows. They have fishing license, rod repairs, all the terminal tackle you need, the hooks, the line, the bobber, circle hooks, and all that. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't have messed that up any worse if I've tried. That's what I get for bragging. Isn't it, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you put it off long enough, spring has sprung. It's time to get in that backyard and dress that thing up with some great furniture from Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. It's your go-to place for making backyards fun. They've got a tremendous, huge, monstrous, giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see them from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island, sitting all out across the... You know, right there beside Route 50. It's really cool. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to those Maryland and Delaware beaches, home of Mark. That's who I was trying to think of earlier. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line Exit Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Line X and Bay Line X of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Cadenceville Line X or Bay Line X of Glen Burnie install your Line X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line X! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was a-watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Okay, everybody who heard me laughing there, Chris got me good. Because anybody who knows me personally knows I can't carry a tune in a bucket. I am tone deaf and sound deaf, and Alan has done his best to help me. And while I was sitting here singing the song, Chris said, I forgot to tell you the mic's on. He's in trouble later. But that, during Backyard Billy's, okay, that brought back such a cognitive memory, Alan. Okay.
That was Clyde.
Clyde's.
Yeah.
A memory.
You mean the tarred trot line?
Yes. You know how sometimes I get off on these tangents about I want to learn to do something?
Oh, no. Never.
Okay. I get it honest. My dad was a super guy who I learned a crap load of stuff from.
Right.
Okay. But he always had something new he wanted to learn. So
that's
he decided.
You got it.
It is. I mean, I learned all kinds. I mean, he did knife making. He did fishing, kayaking. I mean, just fly fishing shops and, you know, anyway, that's what he did. He would go off on these things, okay? Like one time, we moved bricks from one side of the house to the other 5 times just because he liked it on the other side of the house. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But he decided he wanted to learn how to trot line, or wanted to trot line.
Okay.
In that little cove down in Queenstown?
Yeah.
So he had me out there with him, and I think Kristen might have been there.
Your sister?
Sure. Yeah, my sister. And he decided we were going to do this tarred trot line with these bull lips or razor clams or salted eels or something like that. And I don't know how many feet or yards or whatever we had to tie. It was the most, oh. But he just pulled us out enough, and I think that trot line got used once. Maybe twice. But we spent hours getting it ready.
I'm sure you did.
So that just brought back this memory that I had totally blocked from my mind because of the smell. But,
I got it.
So, nothing against Clyde's. I take it, but, man, he brought me a wonderful memory this morning.
There you go. Smelly, but wonderful, right?
Yes.
Got it. Any callers on the line, Chris, to save me?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, we're about out of time anyway, so, you know, I don't know if we'd have time to be fair with any other callers or not. So.
That cat didn't give up. There's a cat on the field in Colorado.
I see that. I see that. Oh, I didn't see these pictures.
Yeah. Brian took them last night when the kids, after the kids were scared to death of the Easter Bunny, or didn't like the Easter Bunny. She said he didn't scream. He just had one little tear coming out of his eye.
Aww.
The whole time he sat in his lap. So Brian went home and took Easter pictures of her own.
Good for her. Good for her. I like him a lot. So, anyway, all right.
We'll share one on the Facebook page. Brian said I could put one on.
Okay. We can do that. Well, I guess we can just, I guess, wrap it up by remembering what this Easter season is all about. You know, it's about the crucifixion and the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you can talk about Easter bunnies and colored eggs and candy and chocolate bunnies and all that type of stuff all day long if you want. That's fine. But just remember in your heart what it's all about. That Jesus died on the cross and rose again to save us from our own sins. He took upon himself the sins of the world and each one of us as individuals. That's the real reason for the season.
Yep.
So.
And this one is kind of a rebirth for us because this is the first time we're doing a family gathering.
In a while.
And since COVID, really.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, we haven't, and it's a small family gathering. It's not much. But we missed both Christmases, the last two Christmases, and a couple other things.
Yes, we did.
And we just decided that we were going to get together for brunch for
Indeed.
Easter. Just to, it's time for that little rebirth.
Chuck just said, have a blessed Easter. Let's talk to Charles real quick. Good morning, Charles. How are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Chris, you both. hey, got a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking to acquire two rifles. One is a Henry Octagon Barrel 22.
Okay.
Lever action.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a Rossi lever action 44 Magnum.
Okay.
They're asking $500 for both.
Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal. No. I mean, check the condition, but it's not a bad deal.
I have no idea what I would need the 44 for.
Right.
But I've been looking for a 22.
Trade gun.
You know, Henry's a good rifle.
Oh, yeah. Henry's a great rifle. Yep.
So,
yep. Lever action 22. Absolutely.
That was, that's the basis of my question.
Yeah, I'd say it's well worth that. So I think those Henry 22s go for.
Don't tell him because the guy might be listening. He don't want to up the price on him.
They go for more than that. They go for more than that. Huh?
And I'm pretty confident the guy who's selling it is not listening.
No, I got it. No, I think you should. So.
Awesome.
Yep. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much. Have a happy Easter.
You also.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Robin.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, try to see your family, and be blessed on this beautiful Easter that's coming tomorrow.